It's the Brew Ha Ha Podcast.
Ryan Frank, welcome, dude. He's head brewer at Headlands Brewery. Welcome to the drive, man.
Hey, thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Tell us all about Headlands.
Oh, Headlands. You know, Headlands Brewing, we've lived a life here. It's a brand that's been around for about 11 or 12 years, originally founded by some awesome guys out of Marin County. But recently, we've really put roots down in the East Bay. So we have a tap room in Lafayette, and we're brewing all of our beer now in-house at a brewery in Pittsburgh, California.
Wow.
And our focus really is leaning into environmental philanthropy. So, you know, we're cheersing over here talking about 1% for the planet. So it sounds like you're all familiar with the program. But 1% for the planet is where we pledge to donate 1% of what we do, top line revenue, towards environmental causes, nonprofits.
Beautiful, man.
So part of this program that aligns really closely with us is Earth to Beer, and Earth to Beer is actually 40 different breweries across the nation, and the goal of Earth to Beer is a national campaign that challenges brewers to craft a packaged beer that's better for the planet. And so this entire beer that I'm presenting today, which is a German-style Kolsch, is in that vein.
Ron, didn't you bring a Kolsch? That was the first non-alcoholic.
I brought the de-alcoholized cold.
Yeah, well, it was lovely. It was lovely.
Yeah, thanks. You know, non-alcoholic beers, you know, got its place, and so does this Kolsch. This is delicious. Way to go.
Headlands Brewing.
That's really high praise. I appreciate that, Ron. Thank you.
Ryan Frank is with us. When did you start Headlands again?
So I actually joined Headlands about 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
But the original founders had an ownership change about 7 years ago. And what's really changed recently is we moved from a business model of contract brewing our beer to owner-operated production. And it's a different game. It's a different vibe.
Sure.
But we brought everything in-house just for our size, our scale, how we're trying to scale our retail establishments. It's where we needed to be. We feel like we could do a better job of representing our positioning and talking about it and getting people connected in the community with our cause, which is, you know, a better world is brewing.
Well, that's one hell of a cause, my friend. And this Kolsch, this is German-style Kolsch. What is a Kolsch?
So Kolsch is a German-style beer that originated in the city of Cologne, Germany. It's been around for 4 or 5 centuries. It has a long storied history. I don't want to get too deep into it. But the most important thing with a Kolsch that is protected in Europe but not in the United States is that it is brewed within the city of Cologne. So we like to refer to our Kolsch as a German-style Kolsch and just give homage to the brewers who have been doing this for literally 500 years.
Wow.
But it's a really nice, light, crisp, well-attenuated, so dry, but soft and floral hop body. And it's just a really nice, easy drinking all day, every day beer. It makes perfect sense. Non-alc here, the Best Day Brewing Kolsch, fantastic. And also packing 5% in the Earth to Beer Kolsch from Headlands Brewing.
Very cool. Headlands Brewing. Ryan Frank, the head brewer, is here. Uh-oh, Mike and Ant.
So I've been trying to get these guys on.
We got attacked by ants for a long time, and then they came in and fixed it.
It wasn't me, I promise.
As long as they don't go after our knuckleballs.
Melissa fixed all the ants. She took care of them, and I just found one. All right.
So I've been wanting to get Headlands on for a long time, and actually I talked to you guys again at the Jeremiah O'Brien.
Yep.
And then Cynthia and I are both on the committee for the Alliance Medical Center, and we were like talking to him, and she's like, I've got Headlands, let's get them on. And I'm like, I've been trying to get them on for a while, so this is actually really, really great. And what a great cause also with the Earth to Beer on this, too.
Well, if I may, I want to talk a little bit about the beer, because the beer is really fun and special. And so what we did is we in the style of a German Kolsch, we sourced all of our raw materials from California-grown malt, malted in Alameda County at Admiral Maltings. And
nice.
Shout out to Ron Curtis and Dave McLean down there doing the great work with malt. So all California grown malt, and I would select some great continental hops, you know, European grown hops from Germany for this, but I opted for similar hops that are grown in the Pacific Northwest. So a couple of recipe decisions to drive a really West Coast California interpretation of a Kolsch. It's got a wonderful grassy grainy note, very light floral hop note, and it's dry, easy to drink, and asks me wanting for more to drink. So I'm going to take a sip.
Well, Admiral Maltine uses pretty much almost all California-grown grain, barley, because they were actually trying to keep the footprint down, the carbon footprint for, like, you know, bringing stuff over from, you know, Belgium or, you know, Germany and Europe, which are fantastic malts and things,
fantastic,
of course. But, you know, since we can grow these things here, and that is makes perfect sense for something that's going towards a, well, Earth Day is in April. What day is Earth Day again?
April, it's 21st or 22nd.
I always remember 420,
I believe it's 422 this year, and I think we're going to celebrate it at our Lafayette Tap Room on 421 on Sunday.
Okay. And I just want to remind everybody, April 27th, we're going to be doing the, you know, the grand opening party for the museum on the first history of hops and beer in Sonoma County. And we're going to be doing a beer festival July 20th, so we'd love to have Headlands come and pour it in the beer/sculpture garden if you guys can. Because I think Sonoma County folks will be totally down for a beer that's doing a liquid pledge to the planet as well.
Headlands Brewery. Tell people how to get to the brewery, that is tap room.
So in Lafayette, Mount Diablo Boulevard, it goes right through Lafayette. You can't miss it. 3420 Mount Diablo Boulevard. It's a wonderful space, whether rain or shine. But when it's shine, it's popping. It's kid-friendly, dog-friendly, big outdoor beer garden vibe.
Food?
Great food. Unbelievable. Jose does a wonderful job with our smash burgers. So it's just, it's a nice, fast, casual, amazing food program going on over there. It's very small and it's very precise at, you know, what we try to do with the beer.
Where
as well.
Can folks here in Sonoma County get your beer? And that leads also, what are you doing for the release at your at Home Run Pizza? But are you doing it in stores as well too? Oliver's?
So well first thing, Home Run Pizza. So okay. they have a keg, they're putting it on draft. So if you want to go get Earth to Beer Kolsch, stop by Home Run Pizza. But
so it's there right now.
Yes.
It has been delivered. It is there right now.
Yes.
We're also going to be on tap at Barley and Bine and
nice.
Beer Baron. So one in Windsor, one in Santa Rosa. I have a Bottle Barn, brought in some cans, and then we actually are on promotion at Whole Foods. We're in Florestacks and any Northern California Whole Foods.
Well, maybe since we've got Hopland Tap here, maybe we might be able to see it over there at some point, too.
We're with Eagle. So, you know, if you're looking to buy some Earth to Beer Kolsch from Headlands Brewing, contact your best Eagle rep.
Mm-hmm. And then what are you guys going to do for Cynthia for...
So we have bingo night every...
Bingo and beer works for
that's
me.
That's right.
It's been popping.
It was so fun. It's always fun, but it started a little slow this week is what we were talking about, Ryan and I, and all of a sudden then everybody came in. Bingo is the last Tuesday of every month.
Okay.
It is free at a Home Run Pizza. It's for the family. It's
kids.
You know, it really has become a big family thing, bingo, because the kids love it.
The kids
it's
love
easy
it.
To, for them to do, and they have a blast.
They love it.
Kid-friendly gambling.
Well, they're winners, you know. I mean, it's a simple game, you
I
know.
Like it.
It's a simple game. And, again, it's free. So we had Tim from Headlands rep, and he came in and he was doing some sampling, which was awesome. And so we got to, you know, introduce it and had new people taste it for the first time, and they loved it.
Well, I think we should try some knuckleballs with the Earth to Beer Kolsch. So.
And what knuckle? What did you bring?
I told you these are really special.
Well, these
I
are the
figured,
sausage.
I figured
so German sausage and German beer.
I figured this was a special beer. We need to have special knuckleballs. So, Ryan, you've never had one, right?
No, this will be my first knuckleball.
Oh, no. It's too bad this is like. Well, actually, we love radio, but too bad we don't have like.
No,
actually,
it's good.
Maybe I'll take
it's
a picture
good.
Of
it's
your
radio.
Face.
Okay, and of course, I brought the signature ranch. But you're going to need to have that beer handy because I want to know how the – okay, everybody, I would love a drum roll because I can't tell you how many people have asked for a sausage knuckleball. So these have never been done inside the restaurant, and this is a first-timer. So go ahead and take one of those, and yes, our signature ranch.
Yeah, the ranch is killer.
It's so
and
good.
I love ranch.
Nice and warm.
And you know what? It was so funny. Listen to this, Steve. So I was at spring training, and I got to if you can see Ryan's face.
I'm gonna put this on our Brouhaha Facebook page.
Oh my god, that's great!
Yeah, I mean, he's like speechless over here. He's like waving he really his hand is. Around his face. And
a man's first knuckleball, people.
That was your first one, huh?
Hey, and it's opening day, so that's perfect. Actually, this
I know,
is like so perfect.
Oh, here we go.
So I get it now. I get it.
And
wait,
that's
what do you get?
That's a sausage one?
That is unbelievable.
It's Ryan Frank, head brewer from Headlands Brewery. Yeah, Cynthia is here from Home Run Pizza. Ron Lindenbush from the Hopland Tap. And, of course, her Linda. It is the Drive Brouhaha every Thursday in the 5 o'clock hour. It's brought to you by Russian River Brewing, Home Run Pizza, and Victory House. Lots of guests today. Old friend Ron Lindenbush is back in town. He has the Hopland Tap for about the last 5 years. Great place in Hopland. You must check it out. Live music, how many nights?
At least one night a week. We've got Wendy DeWitt every Wednesday.
Oh, she's great.
And then on the weekends, quite a bit. We're actually, this week, we've got, I think I mentioned Left Hand Monkey Wrench.
Yeah.
They're unbelievable.
They're cool.
Grateful Dead cover sort of thing and do some of their own stuff.
But, right on.
Yeah, it's fun.
HoplandTap.com. Also today, Cynthia is here from Home Run Pizza. Ryan Frank is the head brewer at Headlands Brewery. Talk more about this whole Earth to Beer thing and what you folks are doing for the environment and stuff and for the community. It's great, man.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for asking. So as I mentioned, Earth to Beer is a campaign that challenges brewers to craft a packaged beer that's better for the planet. One thing we do with all our beers at Headlands Brewing is we actually use this paper collar. So if you're in craft, you're in 16-ounce four-packs, you know, the pack tech is ubiquitous, and I like the pack tech, and plastic is demonstrated to not be as recyclable as the paper alternative.
Or healthy, or safe, or all kinds of things. Yeah.
So for us, we really wanted to commit to reducing all of our plastic usage, and that's one thing we do, obviously, on our Earth to Beer four-pack, but for all the beers that we make at Headlands Brewing Company. So, you know, that's one little thing that we do for the environment that's really important. But something else, there's a philanthropy aspect to this. We pick a nonprofit that we donate $1 for every four-pack to, and we picked Alameda County Food Bank. So what's interesting about food bank, environmental, you know, does that make sense? But food banks are actually the unsung heroes in climate change. Every pound of food that they divert from a landfill that actually gets consumed is saving thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds of CO2 from the environment. So we felt it was a really great analogy and alignment with Alameda County Food Bank, and they're fantastic. If you want to learn more about what they do for the environment, you can go to alamedacountyfoodbank.org/goinggreen.
And then what's your background, Ryan? So how did you get started in brewing?
I was a homebrew nerd. I was studying graphic design in college. I had a nightmare that I was going to mask shoes for East Bay catalog for the rest of my life. I woke up, went to my guidance counselor, I got my degree in business. But from there, I started brewing beer. I went to Siebel Institute. I graduated in 2009. So a trained professional brewer in the U.S. as well as in Germany. And I jumped in with 2 feet. So I've worked for breweries from the Midwest all the way to California. Pedigrees from Bell's to Gordon Biersch to 21st Amendment, Fort Point, and now most recently at Headlands.
I love Fort Point. We've actually had Dean Biersch on the show many times.
He's going to be back on very soon, as a matter of fact. Cynthia, talk a little more about spring training and the knuckleballs. I mean, that's just a cool idea.
Oh, yeah, and my new favorite knuckleball.
Well, it was one of those events where we really wanted to spotlight and bring attention to the knuckleball, right? We are working on getting it distributed. So the knuckleball, we want to be available everywhere. Our big vision is to have it in MLB stadiums. So getting some...
Certainly
good,
makes sense.
Right? Getting some good eyes on it, showing the versatility. You know, now that we have a specialty knuckleball every month, it really gives it a new kind of a snack idea, you know what I mean, versus just pizza. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of versatility. And we were able to have ball players have them for the first time, and they loved them. And then we had an agent, actually, in a come as well. We had a food blogger. So lots of different people getting eyes and getting some excitement about it and getting the name out there really to get the brand going, right?
Yeah, whoever's doing your new, Facebook ad,
TikTok.
Instagram, TikTok with your ad for the knuckleball, it's really good.
Yeah, I have a VA who does a lot of that for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I'm going to get one of those because I need like multiple assistants badly.
Well, you know, it's just one of those things, you know, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok is huge. And so in order to grow our brand, right, that's what we got to do. And that was one of the reasons why we went to spring training. I was very fortunate. And I can say this, Bobby Witt Jr., I didn't get a chance to meet him, but he was supposed to play in that game. It was the Kansas City Royals against the San Francisco Giants. And so I actually, I sat on the Kansas City Royals side only because I was fortunate enough to get the tickets. But it was really cool. I sat down in my seat and somebody two rows back yelled, "We love home run pizza." No joke. And I was on the other side, right? So I thought that was amazing. So big props to all of our fans out there who love Home Run Pizza because it means a lot. It really does.
It's Home Run Pizza in Larkfield, a wonderful place. And, of course, we're talking knuckleballs today.
Why not? I was actually with the folks from Visit Santa Rosa yesterday for lunch. Shout out to Janelle and Stacy. And Janelle has kids in baseball, and the baseball teams go to Home Run Pizza.
That's right.
And it is such a great place for families and kids, and you know, us allies. When we call ourselves the Allies Alliance Medical Center, we've done a bunch of our meetings over there. It's a great spot to go meet for a nice big salad, also like a big Cobb salad or something. It's not just pizza. You've got, you know, like pasta and spaghetti and stuff, and I love the lasagna. And I just had my new favorite knuckleball, the vegetarian. Which is new to you guys, the tomato basil. That is really yummy. Cheryl and I were both like, hey, this is good. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. This is my new favorite. It's not available yet, just for the record. It'll be one of the specialty knuckleballs for the month. And then,
I think a vegetarian one will do pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, I'd say when Ron could bring, well, both of you guys can attest to this as well. When you go to beer festivals, or if I'm helping like set up a beer festival, probably 25% of people in beer are vegetarian or vegan.
Seriously?
Yep.
Wow.
It's true.
Okay.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, let me know when I can bring some margarita knuckleballs.
Yeah. Well, actually, maybe we can have them at our July 20th beer festival at the Museum of Sonoma County in the Sculpture Garden.
That sounds fabulous.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did talk about this, that Don Barkley, that, you know, Red Tail Ale fame and also worked at New Albion, him and Kevin Lovett from Wolf House Brewed Up at Cloverdale are going to brew one of the New Albion original recipes, and we're going to be debuting. They said it should be actually ready May 20th, but we'll be... So maybe it'll be debuting sooner than that.
They thought they might be able to have it ready by the 27th for the party.
Okay. Well, we'll be having that there. We're going to be doing some book signings. John Burton's going to have his book, quite the historian. And there's a huge collector's memorabilia, beer memorabilia, that everything from cans and bottles and science and all kinds of things. They're going to do one of their events and meetings and at the museum one day. That'll be in September. And also, we'll probably do another one in the summer, and we'll be doing like a book signing for that as well. But there is big money in some of these collectors' things. Like, there was a can of Pernoni, which is not the same as Peroni, the Italian one. Of course, I can't think of Peroni's disease. Whenever they say Peroni, curve to the left. But they have the oil top can. The volcano top. Can't help it. It sold for $40,000 2 weeks ago. Just one beer can, empty, sold for $40,000. So if you're thinking that you know, beer is just kind of like, no, this is like big business. So... I don't know. Maybe we'll have a headlines. We'll be going for $40,000 for this Earth to Beer can there as well.
When was the first Earth to Beer?
That's
a good question.
The people who are managing the Earth to Beer program, we're one of 40 plus other breweries. I think it was last year. Okay. So it's kind of in its infancy. But you know, Ex Novo from Nevada, Aslan from Washington State, and a lot of East Coast breweries as well. Yeah, some pretty cool names are participating and getting on shelves and making this pledge for Earth Day. And so
international too. Also,
I'm not sure if there's international. I would have to go to earthtobeer.com and find out.
I'm looking right now.
Well, I think it's a huge testament when you give back. You know, we do a lot at Home Run Pizza for our community, but Earth to Beer, you know, I mean, our Mother Earth is a is a sacred place, and I think a lot of people don't do it justice because of just everyday life. So when you spotlight it like that, and this is just the second year, I feel like it's something that can be, you know, implemented throughout other breweries. So way to go for leading the pack.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. I mean, you know, since we joined 1% for the Planet, we've mm-hmm. donated $70,000 since 2022 to nonprofits that support environmental causes like Surf Rider Foundation,
nice.
Save Mount Diablo, Save the Redwoods, Save the Bay, the Marine Mammal Center. You know, the list goes on and on. And it's something that we're passionate about, and we want beer to align with that. And I'm really selfish about it because as things change in the earth, it's going to be harder to grow the raw materials required
oh, yeah.
and to maintain the quality we need to make excellent beer. And so, you know, with that spin, you know, a better world is brewing. We're trying to highlight what we need to do so we can save the planet, but also save our beer.
I see Yakima Chiefs is the hops up in Washington State. It's big, you know, super involved, so I can see where you have the hops there. There's Hot Plate Beer, a Latina-owned brew pub in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. There's also one in Austin, Hopworks Beer. And there's a B Corp certified brewery. That's kind of cool in there as well. So, yeah. No, and Salmon Safe Beer and Climate Resilient Land Stewardship in West Coast Watersheds. Well, the Yurok tribe's been big time into that.
So I actually made sure that we sourced our hops from a Salmon Safe supplier, and that's really important.
Yeah.
Especially those watersheds, what the Yakima, Snake River, and Willamette Valley. There's unbelievable amounts of spawning that happens in that area, and so having growers,
especially after a beer,
exactly and then having growers and producers aligned to support that is also really important.
Sorry.
Ryan, it says of course it's headlandsbrewing.com, and they are in Lafayette, California. The tap room there features a 28 tap floating draft tower.
20-tap floating draft tower, yeah.
Wow.
So it drops from the ceiling. We have 20 taps. A few of them do have wine, but kudos to our production team. One of our brewers, Justin Felix, ensured we used our R&D system to get all 16 beer taps as a Headland Beers only just this past
a month. Floating nice. Draft tower. Yeah. I got to see that. You also have two outdoor patios with fire pits, and it's all family and dog friendly landscaping. So that's a cool place, man.
Any
very cool.
Any thoughts on growth? I mean, there's places opening up all around here.
Herlinda, I'm glad you asked. We actually have a place under construction in Walnut Creek. So it's if you come off Pleasant Hill BART, off the BART line, so all the way from the city, you can get there in 17, 22 minutes, something like that. But we're hoping to open here in the next 3 to 4 months. And then we may have a couple of other irons in the fire, but it's a little too early
anything
to talk about.
North Bay, yeah, do you think? Huh, that'd be cool. Something right off, like, the train line would be perfect.
Oh, that would be cool.
Off our smart train line, that would be really, really cool. So,
We have been poking around. I'm not saying yes, but, you know, in the past, there's been poking.
Well, that's good. Well, I want to hear about breweries doing well and growing. And because it's been a crazy few years, as Ron and Cheryl over at Hopland Tap can attest to, as I remember getting to Hopland Tap, and like Tara and I had just got there, and like there's, you know, like a little bit hint of a pandemic kind of starting, but I mean, I knew that it was going to get bad because I was in Italy when this had to hit, but oh, yeah. We had these white bandanas that said "Stop the stupid virus." Stay out, stupid virus. But on the corner of the bandana, like right by your chin, it said "Lift for beer." So, yeah, so you can still drink.
Tell me you kept one of those.
I have it.
Talking about worth money, that'll be worth money someday.
I think that's good. That might end up in the museum, I'm
seriously.
Guessing. Yeah.
Seriously.
Because that was just totally classic. So,
did
yeah.
you keep it, though?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Just making
yeah.
sure. I'm like, oh, that's
yeah.
going to be for
no,
sure.
No, because, yeah. well, look, I mean, I look at all my, you know, people out, you know, say, oh, yeah, are we better off now than we were 4 years ago? Yeah. Hello. Yes. We were all wearing masks and like, didn't have the, you know, vaccine yet. And we found out that a Lift for Beer mask wasn't really going to work because this was, you know, going rampant. So, you know, get your shots. Like, it's still going around. There is a new variant, of course, that is still making its way around, and if you think it's over, it's not completely over. And so we can still keep gathering, so we can still do things and have celebrations and beer festivals and things like that too. So
take your vitamins
and wash your hands.
Stay healthy.
How about a, what a novel idea? Wash your hands.
Yeah. Yeah. Eat your knuckleballs.
That's right.
Eat your knuckleballs. Right. Wash your hands.
Take your vitamin C.
Wouldn't that be great if I could prove that?
Oh, just lie about it. Make it up. That's what we do.
We just
make everything up.
Chubba made up anyway. Vitamin C in there. Yeah. You know, tomatoes have vitamin C.
That's right. That's right.
Ryan Frank, head brewer at Headlands Brewery in Lafayette. Got to check this place out with the floating draft. I mean, explain further how this works. I'm trying to get my head around it.
So it is suspended by a stainless column from above.
Okay.
For people who know draft retail, it's a medium draw system, but it is a really cool effect. And what we really focus on there is offering, obviously, all of Headlands' core beers, the great food from our chef, and just a really good time and environment. It is about bringing community bringing community together. The inside is very small. It's 1,100 square feet. So COVID actually worked out pretty well for Headlands because it's so outdoor focused.
Okay.
And we all find, you know, the CEO, Austin Sharp, he always says it just feels better drinking a beer outside. And it really aligns with what we believe in and what we align with. And so all of our places, we really focus on creating that environment and sharing what we do with everyone.
So many companies and corporations talk about being like sustainable and, you know, planet friendly and stuff. And they're really maybe doing one thing visible on the package or, you know, something like that. But they're not like you guys are doing it all the way, you know, grain to glass, grain, you know. Even I've never seen holding the beer cans together instead of plastic, instead of even like a big paper carton, you've actually got what do you call this here? The ring that's going around them?
I call it a paper carrier.
Okay.
And it works. I mean, we made the transition. We were concerned we'd get noise. No, actually, a lot of people go in and they're excited. They tell beer buyers, hey, we actually really like this. Like, this stands for something. We're happy to see less plastic in the waste stream. And so it's something that we're very excited to do.
And recyclable aluminum cans and...
Yeah, I mean, we opt to source all of our electricity currently 100% renewable. You know, everything that we can do for our Pittsburgh facility, our production facility, as well as Lafayette, we're really leaning into it. 1% for the planet, I think, is a wonderful program. Yeah, Ron, you can attest to that.
1% for the planet's a pretty amazing organization, and you know, we're involved with Best Day Brewing as well, and. We found the Conservation Alliance is an organization that we've really gotten involved with, and they're part of 1% for the Planet. So with 1% of our top-line revenue, like you mentioned, and it turns into a lot of money over time. But if you do the right thing with it, it really can pay back in, you know, if nothing else, just spiritual vibes. But more people love the fact that, yeah, the Conservation Alliance, we're going to do a summer beer called Conservation Alliance Nature's Pills. And we'll end up giving about $25,000 to Conservation Alliance. We do a thing with Whole Foods has Whole Planet Foundation through 1% for the Planet also that just provides entrepreneurial support to people to grow food all around the world. There's just some 1% for the planets. If you haven't looked into it, it's worth looking into. It's an umbrella organization for thousands of other smaller nonprofit groups that need that kind of under the hood support.
Is the Best Day non-alcoholic beer you brought in? Is that available at Whole Foods?
It is. Yeah, every Whole Foods has it. We're getting out there all over the place. We're in 32 states now, and we didn't talk much about Best Day Brewing, but. If you see it out there, it tastes like beer. It's really something.
I can attest to that.
Yeah, this is really, really great.
That's great.
So, well, hopefully we'll actually also see the Earth to Beer from Headlands Brewing at Hopland Tap going up north a little bit more. Might be the first.
Yeah, come on up and do a pint night. The locals come out. They love meeting brewers.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, and then tell everybody too, Ron, again, what's going to be happening with the community being part of Hopland Tap now. I mean, I love this. Like, if you haven't been to Hopland, it's also near the Skunk Train. Is that still happening?
It's in Willits. It's,
I know, but on your way, kind
of,
right?
Yeah, kind of. If you're creative. But the we're going to become a community-owned philanthropub is what it is. It's there's going to be about 35 people that are going to all just put in a little bit of money, but more importantly, their time to help just do more things, to support the community. We've got a volunteer group called Hopland Vision that's helping with all kinds of cleanup projects and fundraisers and just total volunteer support. So for a small town, we're trying to punch above our weight class there a little bit.
And as a small organization, you know, we're trying to do the same thing. I really appreciate that. Thank you for being part of the cause.
Mm-hmm. If you're not making it mean something, then what does it mean?
Mm-hmm. Spiritual vibes.
That's a good line.
That's the quote.
I like that, Ron.
Spiritual vibes.
Just a short few minutes, Herlinda. Talk more about the Museum of Sonoma County exhibit that's coming up.
So excited. It's really coming together. It's like a lot of work. Like more things are, you know, coming out, like literally out of the woodwork there. It's a beautiful museum if you've never been there. The building itself, it was built in 1910. It was a post office in Santa Rosa. Columns, marble, wood. It's gorgeous. And there's like a secret, like there was like a walkway where the postmaster used to spy on the guys, you know, down below, because people back then used to send cash and like gold. And I'm picturing the gold, you know, gold rush. They're sending, you know, gold nuggets and cash. And the postmaster had a little walkway and little windows. He could peer down and watch people through that. So it's pretty cool. It's like kind of like, I bet they had a speakeasy going too back then during Prohibition as well. So speaking of Prohibition, so there's breweries that were from like the 1800s, hop farmers, which of course between the mold and Prohibition, things that and grapes, we lost a lot of our hop farms in Sonoma County that were growing on East Side Road and West Side Road and, you know, all the way up to Hopland. And so those went away, and even our apples were starting to go away. So we're going to be talking the hop picking machine, the Don Auer, was invented here in Sonoma County in Santa Rosa. Wow. The building where they used to build them is across from where Toad in the Hole was, where now Goose and Fern is, in Old Railroad Square, Santa Rosa. Tom Frazier, whose family invented the Don Auer, they still have a Don Auer company. They moved it up to Washington, which is, of course, near all the big hops. And so I talked to him yesterday, and he doesn't have a lot of the artifacts left. The family still owns the building. And if you go on the Don Auer website, you can see videos and photos of the history and how they got started. It's it's German, Danheuer, I believe. So you can see what they were doing. So he's actually going to – he says he doesn't have a lot of artifacts, but he's got a lot of photos, and, of course, he's got memories. So he's pulling things together as he can. And, of course, the first new brewery in America after Prohibition – the first new licensed brewery was in 1976. Ben Terranuren's not here. She'll get me the right date. But that was New Albion. And he pieced together a brewing kit using Coca-Cola equipment he got like from South San Francisco. And he was a welder in the Navy. And he welded those pieces together. And there's a mill somewhere. If you have that mill, we are looking for that mill. If you have artifacts from, you know, New Albion, Grace Brothers, there was U.S. Brewing in Petaluma, like in the like late 1800s. Grace Brothers has like all these different, you know, iterations. So we're looking for signs, we're looking for hop farms. I'm looking for some hop garlands, but I think we can get that from probably Melissa and Alexander Valley Hops. But there's all this history. All roads lead back to Santa Rosa, which was named the best beer town in America. So that's opening up April 20th. Soft opening, if you're a member of the museum, which I highly recommend, it opens up April 19th. Then we're going to do a party, speaking of shindigs and parties, and I'm looking for a better name for this. I bet Ron or one of those guys can come up with a better name, a gala on April 27th in the evening at the museum. And the exhibit's going to be open. We're going to do a Legends in Beer panel. There's going to be videotapes, including Ron just did a video today. I'm going to be doing one with Mark Carpenter and Fritz Maytag. Tony McGee, I think we're going to be able to get on for, you know, for that help, you know, that founded Lagunitas. So there's going to be all kinds of stuff going on. And then a beer festival on July 20th. So wherever you are, if you're listening to this on the app around the world, get on a plane. Book a hotel room in Santa Rosa. You can walk over from like the E Hotel or the Hyatt or any of those. and, you know, and come and party with us.
All right, the Drive Brouhaha, thanks to Ron Lindenbush from the Hopland Tap, hoplandtap.com. Good to see you, man. It's been a long time. I got to get up there. And also Ryan Frank from Headlands Brewing in Lafayette. Great to meet you, man. Thanks for coming
in.
We'll see you again.
Yes.
Thanks to Cynthia from Home Run Pizza, home of the knuckleball.
Thank you.
And they are special.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing some in, and thanks for being here. It is the Drive Brouhaha every Thursday, brought to you by Russian River Brewing, Home Run Pizza, and the Victory House.